With an innate gift for storytelling and connecting people through music, 25-year-old Gomeroi artist from Bidjigal Land, aka Maroubra in South Sydney, Kobe D, is one of the most prominent, exciting voices in the Australian hip-hop scene. Be joining his homie JK47 at Carriage Works this Friday evening, the 9th of June, for Vivid Sydney. And I'm so happy to say that Kobe D joins us now. Good morning, how you doing?
I'm good, how you going?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for getting up early this morning to have a chat with us.
No worries at all, just dropped the kids to school up nice and early.
That's the way. What do you got planned for the show this Friday evening for Vivid? Last time I saw you and JK47 on stage together, I think it was about 2021 on the Sydney Opera House forecourt.
Well, we've got me and JK headlining, and then we've got young Incubi and his father, Fluent MC. Every time me and JK's on the stage, it's always a massive show. I think definitely because I think our styles and stuff are very similar in our storytelling, and we've just got such a big story to tell. That having the both of us on stage is just such a powerful night. Having young Incubi up, he's, you know.
Yeah, when you say young, like, you're not joking there, are you? Is Incubi like 10 years old?
Yeah, about 10 years old. It's just like, just killing it. I think, I've seen him perform. I performed with him and his father, Fluent MC, the other month over in Perth, and just watching them on stage and watching, like, this kid doesn't miss a beat. He doesn't mess up a word. Just like, he's just so good to watch on stage, and it's so inspiring to see.
Does it make you a little bit worried? He's 10 years old and so sharp, and you're sort of like, oh man, I gotta keep my game up.
Yeah, like when I was 10 years old, like I was copying Tupac lyrics. So I wasn't, you know, like I had an American accent. I was like, yeah, he's definitely just where he's at now at such a young age. It's kind of like when you watch Kid Laroi, when Kid Laroi was like 14, you know, when he was like 13, 14.
What's besides his old man Fluent, what are Incubi's influences that sort of the things that inform his rapping?
I'm not too sure. I know that I did say that he was inspired by artists like myself and Barker and Briggs and stuff. So I think definitely having so many First Nations rappers in the game at the moment is because I know for me when I was younger I used to look up to artists like Briggs and YRMC, which is Tasman Keith's father, and
that's right.
I think it's like being a young black fella and seeing other black fellas doing something that you love, which is hip hop. I think it's so inspiring to see that and just let you know, like, hey, if they're doing it, then I can do it too.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a golden age for that at the moment. You mentioned a few artists there, all on the Bad Apples record label over the year, like Briggs, Barker, Birds, Alice Sky, Nookie, so many people on the come up. Are you feeling that in the community when you're out there performing, that people are sort of seeing what you're doing and realising that, hey, we can create this art too?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And it's like I was saying before, like we've all got a story to tell, and that's what our people are. Our people are storytellers. We've been storytellers, you know, since the beginning of time. For us to be up there and rapping and putting our art into hip-hop, it's just another form of what we've been doing in our culture for thousands of years, you know, and it's telling our stories of today and telling our stories that are going to last, you know, for our kids and our grandkids. And, you know, I think we've all just got such a big story to tell, and I think it just fits so well within hip-hop because that's what it's all about. It's about telling your story.
Yeah, and you're not only just sort of inspiring people through your work you're doing, you're also providing a platform there as well for other artists with things like your Southeast Block Party.
Yeah, definitely. Like, the Block Party is definitely a opportunity for young artists to, one, for young people to come and be inspired and see what's possible. And, you know, because doing it here in Maroubra, in my community, especially like in the park that I grew up across the road from, we never really got those kind of performances, and for a lot of those kids, they've never been to a hip hop performance, you know, especially at that kind of magnitude. And so to bring that and inspire that, but also get some local artists that, you know, maybe might be their first time performing on stage or stuff like that. It's I'm grateful that I get to kind of create that platform for the next generation, because that's really what it's about, you know, getting to a point where you can start helping out the next generation.
Yeah, and it's good too, sort of teaming up there with Randwick Council and Weave Youth to be able to put on gigs like the Southeast Block Party, which is, of course, a free community event. Is there any more of those lined up for the next little while?
Yeah, so that happens annually, so that'll be every year.
I was going to say, it's a bit cold at the moment, isn't it, to get down the bro?
Yeah. I'm actually down at the beach right now, just looking at the waves.
Oh yeah. What's it look? I tried to give a surf report there before and said the waves are going to be more powerful than they look. How's it looking out there at the moment?
Yeah, it's looking a bit calm.
I wouldn't be jumping in. I reckon it'd be pretty cold in there at the moment. So you've obviously got the show this Friday night at Carriage Works there as part of Vivid. What else you got coming up in the next little while? I know the most recent single, Basics, from you with JT Hazard on the beat, that was out late 2022. What's next for Kobe D?
So I'm working on the next EP at the moment, looking to put out the next single. Don't have any dates just yet, but it's definitely coming. I've definitely been working on this next EP and really trying to get as many tracks as I can for this one, to just pick from. But it's definitely coming. No release dates yet, but yeah, it's coming.
Excellent. That's good to hear. Kobe D, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. Looking like an excellent show this Friday evening at Carriage Works. JK47 joining you on stage along with Fluent and Young Incubi. I'm going to have a listen to Basics now on the radio. Does that sound all right to you?
That sounds good. Thanks, Fraz.